This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. Once there was a kind old man who loved two things more than anything else: feeding the birds outside his house and making sticky, round rice balls for his lunch. You might say, "Ick," but sticky, round rice balls tasted just like candy to the old man. One sunny afternoon, he wrapped three sticky rice balls in a cloth, and he went to eat them under a tree in the shade. He sat down on a rock, unwrapped one, and uh-oh! The rice balls slipped out of his hand. It rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled right into a small hole at the base of a tree. The old man peeked into the hole, but the rice ball was gone. However, he heard something. It was tiny little voices singing a song. The old man's eyes were wide. "Oh, I wonder who is eating my rice ball." Curious, the old man dropped in a second rice ball. The old man laughed, and dropped in his last rice ball. But instead of a song, the old man heard,
I wonder who is sending us all these yummy rice balls. Let's use our mice magic.
And poof! The little old man shrunk very, very small as a mouse. And plop! He was inside the hole. The man looked around him. Oh! The hole was filled with shimmering light and tiny little tables and so many little happy mouse faces looking right at him.
Thanks for the rice balls.
Yeah, they were so yummy.
Yeah, thank you very, very much.
The old man smiled. You are welcome. Thank you for your song. It put a smile on my face.
Oh, now we have a treat for you. Come on, everybody. Let's teach him the rice ball dance.
The old man thought that was the best idea he had heard all week. Some mice wiggled their whiskers and whipped their little tails, and some mice played a little tune on flutes and tiny drums. But they all sang.
Rally, rally.
The mice all rolled their arms, and so did the old man. The mice all jumped up and down like a bouncy ball, and so did the old man. Oh, ho, ho, ho. The mice put all four legs on the ground and lifted one at a time like they were stuck to the ground. And so did the old man. The mice rubbed their tummies. And so did the old man. Then all of those little mice gathered around the rice ball and gobbled it up. They smacked their lips and smiled.
Yum, yum, yum.
The old man laughed. He hadn't danced like that since he was a boy. When the music ended, the mice gathered around him.
Oh, we want to give you a gift. Yes, a gift. Because you shared your rice balls with us.
Yeah, and they were so yummy.
A tiny mouse with big, dark eyes smiled and handed the old man a small, carved box.
Don't open it until you get home. It's a surprise. You're gonna love it.
And poof, the old man popped out of the tree and grew back to his regular size. He wobbled back home with such a smile on his face. And later, when he opened the box, inside was gold and silver and jewels that sparkled like the stars. But that isn't the best part of the story. From that day on, whenever the old man made rice balls, he always made extra rice balls for the mice. And whenever he dropped one into the hole, they always sang his favorite song. Can you imagine those tiny little mice gobbling up the rice ball and licking their fingers when they're finished? When you share what you have, even something small like a rice ball, it can make someone else's day brighter. Kindness doesn't have to be big or fancy. It can be as simple as giving someone a smile, or helping someone with something, or inviting someone to dance. And sometimes, the kindness you give will roll right back to you, just like the rice ball rolled into the hole. Now, let's imagine we are one of those dancing mice. Can you wiggle your whiskers? Can you roll your arms? Can you give me your best squeaky laugh? Are you ready? Oh, I love it. It's so fun to pretend. Now, let's breathe like a little mouse through our tiny mouse nose. First, we'll sniff the air. Ooh, it smells good. Next, we'll take a breath in through our nose. And as we do, we'll make our nose draw a little circle in the air, like a rice ball. Are you ready? Breathe in and circle your nose. Now breathe out through your nose and circle it again. Breathe in and circle. Breathe out and circle the other way. Breathe in and circle. Out and circle. In and circle. Out and circle. In and circle. Out and circle. One more. In and circle. Out and circle. Let's softly pat our pretend whiskers on our cheeks. Pat a pat, 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 pat. Pat a pat, 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 pat. Pat a pat, 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 pat. Ah, so good. And now it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, you never know what kind of magic will roll your way when you share what you have with others. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Sleep well.